Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Venezuela. You've seen those attacks, those U.S. strikes on boats that the president said are drug smugglers, are drug traffickers, drug cartels. What's your take on that?
Well, we always, people think of me as the NATO guy, but I spent almost 4 years as commander of Southern Command. I would have been in charge of those operations. So as a commander, you're thinking, what are we trying to do here? I think what we're trying to do tactically is knock down drugs. We're trying to deter drug smugglers. We're trying to send a pretty strong signal to Maduro, and we're sending a larger signal to Cuba and Nicaragua. So I can see the impetus for all this.
Yeah, retired Admiral James Stavridis, a four-star, who, as you heard him say, was in charge of NATO for a while. And, of course, he was based here in Florida for a while at Southern Command in Miami or Doral or wherever. Anyway, talking with Martha Raitis on this week about what we've talked about several times, the strikes on Venezuelan drug boats, alleged, I would have to say, Venezuelan drug boats. That's been the justification as we're taking out the drugs before they get here. They took out a fourth one over the weekend. And, you know, Martha Raitis was, and I think appropriately, asking him what he thought of that. It was kind of weird. She had two retired military on. She had Admiral Stavridis, and then she had General, I never know how to say his last name, Chiarelli, I guess is how you say it. And she didn't ask Stavridis about or Stavridis, if you prefer the pronunciation, didn't ask him about his reaction to Pete Hegseth's speech, and then didn't ask Chiarelli about it. Kind of like, I wanted to hear what Stavridis had to say about the Hegseth speech, but she didn't ask about that. She was more focused on Israel and Venezuela.
My concern would be, if I were the commander right now, how strong is the evidence that I'm holding in hand that can allow me to consider these? We really haven't seen much of that evidence. I think the administration would be wise to release at least some of that so they can justify these kind of extremely aggressive military strikes.
And just
sorry, I was watching this while there was storming going on, so there was a cut out of the dish. But, you know, the point he's making is a good one, which is, you know, show us the evidence. The best thing the administration can do to alleviate concerns that these strikes may not be justified is show the evidence. And, you know, it's not the press that some people have complained about, that you have to by the way, press, I mean, as in a request or demand, not as in like the media. It's not a demand that, you know, we have to go through due process. But I mean, you know, declaring kind of an at war situation is a bit troubling also. And so what's the legal justification for just destroying boats on the ocean? Not something you normally do. You know, normally, if a country were destroying boats on the ocean, you would think, well, that sounds like a murder, you know, violation of international law. And so the question is, to what degree is it justified? What's the evidence? What are the rules of engagement? How do you make sure that you're not just indiscriminately killing people? Because, again, that's not lawful behavior, international law or even domestic law.
Quickly, if you can, the legality of this. He says that it is in armed conflict with drug cartels.
It's right on the edge, and that is why, see paragraph one, let's get the evidence out, not the sources and methods, but what are we basing this on? And then let's also capture a few of them alongside the more aggressive means, because you want the intelligence. You want to be able to interrogate. You want to be able to hold those drug smugglers accountable in our court system. So it's right on the edge.
Yeah, and I've had the same reaction. It struck me as probably on the wrong side of that line, but very close. If you think of, you know, the drugs that are killing Americans as an attack on our country, I can kind of see the justification. I'm glad, frankly, that the president has made a declaration of some sort to Congress. I think you need to have an authorization for the use of military force. I think you need to be clear about the cases in which this is going to be used. That's, you know, all of these things are important. And I generally agree with Admiral Stavridis that it's, you know, this is a very close call on whether it's legal or not. And we need to talk more about it. We need to have better clarity. And, yeah, interdict a few and show that they are the right ones. And if you can interdict three and show that they're the right ones, and then you can say, well, this is the evidence we have for these other ones. Same basic premise. We're just going to, hey, you know, to take them out, I'm okay. Deter some others, I'm okay. I would think that drug boat trafficking is going down. That's a good outcome. But again, you got to make sure that you're doing it the right way. That's the definition of being a civilization, as opposed to just being the strongest. We're strongest. That's different from doing it right. And the hallmark of being justified in being the strongest and, you know, not being just big but being right is that we restrain ourselves, that we follow rules, that we do things that are not just what a, you know, biggest, baddest, bad guy would do. We do things according to procedures. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We just got one accident on the books right now on South New Warrington Road and North Navy Boulevard. Now, that's off to the side of the road, but I'm not seeing any delays associated with that. I-10, I-110 are still all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you drive around town, what you might notice is lots of people have these license plate frames or bumper stickers, and you may not pay much attention to them, but I want to give you a challenge. And the challenge is pay attention to them just for today and see if you see any from Frontier Motors. The reason I say that is because, you know, you hear me talk about them. You hear Dave Ramsey talk about them. You think, well, that's two guys on the radio. Okay, big deal. But if you notice, and I expect you to try it as a game, you know, just go when you're driving around and you're parked at a light or whatever, just look over and see if you see a license plate frame or a vinyl, you know, little bumper sticker that just says Frontier Motors on it. Because that's a neighbor or a friend or at least somebody who lives, you know, lives in this area, and they're satisfied with their purchase from Frontier Motors. And what you'll notice is if you do it for one day, I would expect you might see nine, you might see one or two. If you do it for 2 days, you're going to see four or five. And by about Wednesday, you'll be like, I can't unsee them. They're everywhere. Because your eyes become attuned to something, right? And that's when you realize the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have bought cars from Frontier Motors over the years. Satisfied customers who go back again and again and love the experience and, you know, brag about it to other people. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and sit back and relax and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown. They're going to be delivering a crowd-pleasing blend of classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It'll be something for everyone to enjoy. So bring your friends and feel the breeze and sing along at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You got to take what you can, when you can, while you can, and you got to do it now. That's what the big boys do. If you think Mick Jagger will still be out there trying to be a rock star at age 50, you're sadly, sadly mistaken.
It's not the greatest movie ever, but I just love the line when Jimmy Fallon plays the like the new promoter, you know, for the band Stillwater in the movie Almost Famous. And when he, you know, this is of course, you know, it was made what like 15 or 20 years ago, and he's, you know, talking. The joke is back in the 70s, you know, Mick Jagger's not going to be performing at the ancient age of 50 or 80. And of course he was.
Right. Who knew?
6:19 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A federal judge temporarily blocking National Guard troops from being used to protect buildings in Portland. It's the same judge that ruled over the weekend Oregon National Guard troops couldn't be used there. When President Trump ordered California Guard troops to deploy, Oregon filed an amended motion for a temporary restraining order, and that was approved by the judge. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett warning that federal layoffs could be on the horizon if the government shutdown continues. He was on CNN over the weekend urging Democrat lawmakers to negotiate a deal to reopen the government. And NASA has remained largely silent on a rare interstellar object that zipped past Mars last week. The object called 3I Atlas is classified as a comet. It was spotted by a telescope in Chile, marking only the third interstellar object ever detected in our solar system. And apparently it's caused a lot of interest among scientists.
Whoa! Did you see that? Wow.
What was that thing?
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:20 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. SNL's back. Did you watch SNL?
No,
sir. The beginning of the 51st season, they had like half their staff leave. In fact, that was one of the jokes they made is, you know, even with like 17 new cast members or whatever they have, it's I don't know. Feels like piling on now, but basically, you know, it was making fun of Trump and making fun of Pete Hegseth. Colin Jost plays Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
The military speech.
Now listen up, everyone, okay? I summon all of you here today to address a serious problem, okay? Our military is gay as hell. And I'm not just talking about the Navy.
You know when the audience kind of sort of laughs?
Yeah, like, they're like, huh.
Because, you know, when you're in a conversation with somebody and they've made a joke and you know you're supposed to laugh, and when a comedian delivers a punchline, you know you're supposed to laugh. And so sometimes you just laugh because you know you're supposed to laugh. Sometimes you really laugh because you really get it or you love it. And it was not so much the latter.
Thanks to failed liberal policies, our army has never been gayer, and yet it's also never been fatter. Make that make sense. Am I right?
Yeah, comedy's hard. what can you say? Now, Bad Bunny, who is, of course, going to be the Super Bowl halftime show and is a massive megastar in the Spanish-speaking world and is still a pretty big star everywhere. But yeah, there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, why does the NFL hate its fans? You know, why are they reaching out to Spanish speakers and excluding English speakers? And the halftime show is going to be entirely in Spanish. And not only is he a Latin star, he, you know, sometimes dresses in dresses and, you know, all kinds of things. He did their he was their star. So he was like in every sketch and he was the host. And he also did the open, which I actually thought was kind of funny.
You might not know these, but I'm doing the Super Bowl halftime show. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy, and I think everyone is happy about it.
Everybody, right?
Even Fox News.
Bad Bunny is my favorite
musician.
And he should be the next president.
That's funny. That's funny. And then, you know, he starts in the middle of his monologue, he starts speaking Spanish, which I don't speak Spanish, so I don't have any idea what he's saying.
Es un logro mío, es un logro de todo, demostrando que nuestra huella y nuestra aportación en este país nadie nunca la podrá sacar ni borrar.
Okay, cool.
You didn't give me time to put my AirPods in.
And if you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
So I thought that was kind of funny. It was all right.
You know, I've got live translation in my AirPod Pros. And
4 months. You know, it's funny. I think of us as being a lot more than 4 months away from the Super Bowl. But he's not wrong. The math is right. It's February. So weird. It's 4 months only. Okay. 6:23 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, This is a bit of surprising, possibly good news. I will say 90% likely, which is that, you know, we're in government shutdown mode. But Blue Angels might be practicing today. Now, you can't go to the base. Oh, unless a shutdown gets lifted between now and then, which I wouldn't think that it would be. But Blue Angels Air Show practice info, which is an incredibly reliable Facebook page. I mean, they're down to the like, you know, hey, today's flyby is going to be at 519. And it usually is. Like, they're really good about all the information. But they say that they have been told or they have heard that there's an off-schedule practice for today from noon to 1. Weather permitting, since today calls for rain.
I was about to say, yeah.
We'll see.
Hopefully the showers.
Obviously, if you have a military ID, you can go in, but the museum is closed and there's no, you know, viewing area open. Now, they recommend you watch it if you want to, that the only other place to watch it from is from the Target. That's a long way away from the Target parking lot over on Blue Angel. I mean, yeah, you could see it from there. I would say if you wanted to go watch it, you can't go to Fort Pickens. Fort Pickens is closed. But right across Bayou Grande, on the north side of Bayou Grande, there's a whole bunch of streets that basically dead end right there at the water. You can watch it from there. I mean, if you have a paddleboard or something, you can go out onto the water and you can get a really good view if you go across the water to the little inlet that heads up towards the airstrip, the end of the airstrip. But yeah, I mean, you can't go too close because it's base water. But, you know, and Navy Point is also a pretty good place to watch from. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities to watch it from a distance. You know, you're not going to, like, be right on top of it, but pretty good. So if it turns out to be true, somewhere around noon today, you might have a Blue Angels practice. So, cool.
Let's take your boat out.
Okay.
All right.
625 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with the accident at New Warrington Road and North Navy Boulevard. Again, that's off to the side of the road. Just seeing some minor delays at that intersection. But I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, even Highway 29 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about making a real estate transaction of some kind, buying, selling, both, which is common, obviously, if you're moving here locally, or you know somebody who's changing station and coming here, or you're leaving on orders and you got to sell your home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just great at this. In fact, I mean, she loves working with the military and has no problem with technology. I remember one time I was talking to her and she said that she helped somebody who was stationed in Japan who was moving here find a home. And the very first time that she ever met these folks, she worked primarily with them on Facebook and social media. And the very first time that she met them was when she was giving them their keys to their new house. So, I mean, no problem. You know, understanding those needs, specific circumstances, the time frames involved, you know, I don't want to be out of it until then, but I have to be out of it by here, or just all of that kind of stuff. She gets that. Loves working with members of the military. So whether you're military or not, or, you know, downsizing or upsizing because of family changes, whatever the case may be, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. What else do we have going on? LinkedIn CEO says the future of work won't need a college degree because, you know, AI is basically going to be able to do everything your college degree could do for you. And what people, he says, he says, are, you know, basically employers are going to look for somebody who can adapt and, you know, be flexible and use the new tools. Basically somebody unlike Andrew McKay.
Yeah, Andrew is, yeah, I'll just leave it there.
I'm not technophobic, but I am not an early adopter.
You're a late adopter.
I am. I'm a late adopter because, you know, I'm going to be the last guy embedded in the Matrix. I'm going to be the last guy who gets my brain taken over by the foreign, you know, virus or whatever. I'm just, you know, that's going to be me. So I'm never going to be your early adopter. But basically, you know, you've got people saying that their advanced education is rapidly being made irrelevant. The leader of the $40 billion bank Standard Chartered, Bill Winters, said that his MBA was a waste of time. The skills he learned at Wharton have degraded over time as AI has majorly impacted the relevance of his skills. Now, see, I think, again, my own view, I highly value the education that I got. But I also, as a liberal arts, right, poli sci and philosophy, but I also think that the college is not for everybody. And I'm very much on board with DeSantis's last several years push to, and even Rick Scott before that, but, you know, the push to get into vocational education, because a lot of these technical training skills are things that you can make a lot of money at, come out with very little or no debt, quickly pay it off, and then you're making more than people with a college degree. And that was true before AI. Now with AI, you know, of course, self-driving trucks. And, I mean, you know, every industry is going to be affected, right, by how technology is advancing. I'll be honest, we have three boys who are all in that like 21, 19, and 16 years, and it's weird times trying to figure out what to tell them for the future, because you don't know what job is going to exist in 5 or 10 years, let alone even 3 years, right? So it's not clear, but obviously we've got lots of very successful people that, you know, barely or didn't go to college. I think what's happened over the years is the middle class has internalized the belief, and even, you know, the lower economic class has internalized the belief that college is the key to success. And it has kind of stopped being that for a lot of people. It started to become a burden. Several years of your life, they're often very useful, but often not. I think that training your brain the way college does can be incredibly useful, but it can also be a, you know, very costly way to spend your time and may not produce the kind of economic results that we should be asking. Is this going to pay off? Which is why I've always said college tuition shouldn't be an upfront pay. It should be they get a share of your revenue for 10 years after you graduate. And if they think it's worthwhile, then they'd invest in you. And if not, then they won't. But we don't do it that way.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump says the federal judge ought to be ashamed after issuing a temporary restraining order blocking a National Guard deployment to Portland, Oregon.
The administration is trying to restore order for immigration enforcement in Portland. First, the judge blocked efforts to deploy the Oregon National Guard to help bring order. Then, when the administration pivoted to send in guard units from California and Texas, the judge blocked that plan, too.
That's Fox's Douglas Zader. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Trump's abuse of power won't stand. Negotiators are meeting in Egypt to work towards a peace plan between Israel and Hamas.
President Trump really is keeping the pressure on. All sides of the negotiators telling them he expects the hostages to be released in a matter of days and that speed is of the essence.
And that's Fox's Steve Harrigan. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got cloudy skies right now, 73 degrees here in Pensacola. A driver mostly unscathed after his car ran off the Bob Sykes Bridge yesterday. That happened just before 8 o'clock Sunday morning in the middle of a heavy rainstorm. Gulf Breeze police say the car hydroplaned and crashed through a guardrail on the side of the bridge, then crashed between the two spans of bridge and into the water below. Two fishermen were underneath the bridge. They heard the commotion and saw the vehicle land in the water. They tell WEAR that they were just about to jump in and try to rescue the driver when he popped up and swam to shore on his own. Gulf Breeze police estimate the driver was only going about 30 miles an hour when that crash happened. The car has since been extracted from the bay. Now, Pensacola's oldest rivals, Booker T. Washington and Pensacola High School, faced off on Friday. It was the inaugural Mayor's Cup game at Blue Wahoo Stadium. In the end, the Wildcats got a 30-20 victory. Wahoo Stadium was transformed from a baseball diamond into a football field for the event.
We're just excited. You know, this is a community thing. You know, this is why we built the ballpark. You know, Quentin Rishi's vision from day one was having multiple sports out here, having events out here, having the Soul Bowl, having the church groups out here, doing those type of things are really important to us.
Wahoo's president, Jonathan Griffith, and that was really just the start of the exciting weekend there at Wahoo Stadium. They held the Soul Bowl on Saturday. More than 300 athletes played across five age divisions in that event. A Pensacola man facing charges after being stopped for going more than 100 miles an hour Saturday in Escambia County. The Florida Highway Patrol says 28-year-old Zach Stevens was pulled over on I-110 for going 110 in a 65. Troopers say they smelled alcohol and found open containers in the vehicle. Stevens was charged with DUI, speeding, and open container. He's held in the Escambia jail on $1,800 bond. Well, the state removed a rainbow crosswalk in Miami-Dade County. FDOT crews in Miami Beach yesterday removed sidewalk pavers at Ocean Drive and 12th Street. Residents stood by watching and even heckling the crew. Three people are dead after a plane crash in Levy County. It happened in Williston yesterday. The sheriff's office there says the plane crashed into a peanut field and exploded. Three people were on board. No survivors were found. Santa Rosa County developer Christopher Ferrara scheduled to meet with county commissioners this week to present plans for a 92 ground level condominium development on the vacant 23-acre property in Navarre Beach. There's still a for sale sign on that site. It was previously intended to be a high-end RV park, but faced a lot of community opposition. It's been listed for $23.5 million since 2024. The property features about 1,800 feet of Santa Rosa Sound frontage. It's zoned for high-density residential and commercial development. Ferrara's owned the land since 1997. He aims to shift his plans after earlier development setbacks. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens for a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Highway 90, 98 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a high rain chance as you go throughout your day today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures near 83 degrees for your high. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 72. Going into Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping those rain chances a bit lower on Wednesday, 20% chance of rain with a high near 88. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, cloudy. We've got 75 degrees. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher after a lower-than-expected OPEC Plus output hike. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $61.69 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $65.38 per barrel. Spanish fashion retailer Mango will open at the Mall of Louisiana by November. Mango will operate a 4,500-square-foot store offering women's, men's, teens, and kids' clothing, as well as home goods. It's the brand's second Louisiana outpost. Treasury yields moved higher this morning as the U.S. government shutdown continues and investors monitor the state of the U.S. economy. The 10-year Treasury yield was up by more than 2 basis points at 4.148%, and the 30-year bond yield was up by over 4 basis points at 4.755%. Futures are slightly higher as the partial government shutdown continues. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 238, the NASDAQ down 63. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
On second and four, Alexander breaks free. They're going to try to run him down, and they will not. Touchdown, Vanderbilt, 65 yards.
Alabama fans start holding their breath real good.
Vandy gets the first score, 65 yards. Of course, Alabama comes right back, and in the, not the next series, but the series after that, strips the ball out of Justin Jefferson's hands.
On third and 10 from the 13, Pavia pulls it down. They yank the ball out. It's Frey inside the 10. Justin Jefferson pulled it out.
Was he down? Wasn't he down? Was he down? Wasn't he down? He was not down. So they continue with the play, which, of course, led to a score.
And they can't go down in bounds before the stakes. Jeremy Bernard! Touchdown, Alabama!
Actually, that was a little bit later on in the second half. So that was 14-14 at the half. And I think Alabama fans are like, no, no! But in the fourth quarter with 12 minutes to go, Vandy with the ball.
They're at the 17. Cedric Alexander on the left hip of Pavia. Pavia over the middle, intercepted, threw it into traffic, and it got picked off by Keon Sand.
Yeah, so they were 20-14 at that point. So one interception, one fumble early on, and you know, a couple of turnovers were the key to that game. Alabama goes on to win. Meanwhile, the Argos played. Very interesting game with the Argos against Northeast State. Is the name of the school.
Pressure coming. Smith gets rid of it in the flat. He's got a man. It's Woods. Woods is into the end zone. Touchdown, Northeastern State. They find the big tight end, and he rumbles into the end zone, runs over an Argo defender a yard into the end zone.
So they scored first. We come back.
Three receivers out near side of the field here. Sets up shop in the backfield. He's got Jay Sharp with him. Back to pass. Looking to his left. Fires it down the field. Has a man. Tyree Holloway's got it. Tyree Holloway has a touchdown. Touchdown, Argos.
So that tied the game at 7. In the second quarter, UW again with the ball. Marcus Stokes, quarterback.
I formation. They bring in Robinette towards the line of scrimmage. Marcus pulls it, throws it, dumps it to his tight end. He's got it. Jake Robinette's going to get in. Made the first guy miss, and then the big boy rumbles into the end zone. 10-yard touchdown throw. Touchdown, Argos.
14-7 at that point. You know, you're expecting the Argos to win all the time. The number 2 ranked team in the nation. You still got to win the actual games.
3rd and 9. Smith back to pass. Fires middle of the field. Has Cam Woods. Woods catches it. 50, 40, 30. He's going to go all the way. Cam Woods punishes the Argos again. You got to know where 88 is. The Argos do not. And the All-American tight end has put his team back in this football game.
75 yards. Tying the game at 14 with time expiring in the first half. Rogan Warber, who is our kicker.
On kick so far. This one comes out low and goes through. He nailed it, drilled it through.
There you go, 17-14 going into the half, but not so fast. Northeast State also has a chance for a field goal.
The kick is up into the wind, and it goes through. It was stalling out, but it makes it through.
So that made it tied at the half, and you're thinking, 17-17 at the half? No. No, this is scary. So they come out, and for the very there nothing happened in the third quarter. Very first play of the fourth quarter, Northeast State is, again, they are going for a field goal at this point.
Roberson takes the snap. Oh, the Argos block it. They knock it out of bounds, almost into the stands. They come off the edge, come up with the block. C.J. Fearon is in there. Get in there, Chester. And Roderick Webb Jr.
Get in
to
there,
block
Chester.
That
That's his
field
name.
Goal, keeping the game tied. No flags on the field. That's the kind of special team play that you need.
They follow that up 2 minutes later.
Not in the red zone yet, but cooking. Man comes in motion towards the play. It's Tyshawn Manziel. Stokes looks to his right. Goes through all the reads, fires it towards the end zone, has a man, touchdown, Tyree Holloway. Second of the game, Marcus Stokes went through all his progressions, and then he used the wind at his back.
23 yards to Tyree Holloway, so that put us up by 7, 24-17. But wait, there's more. 8 minutes left to go in the game.
Smith back to pass, fires it over the middle, has Cam Woods. Cam Woods is running away from everybody again. He's going to go all the way.
This kid's amazing.
Fearon misses him. Touchdown, Northeastern State.
77 yards from Donnie Smith to Cam Woods. So lots of big plays, lots of broken defense on this one. 4 minutes to go in the game. UWF has it, hoping to win.
Stokes brings Sharp back towards the line of scrimmage, fires it, has a man. Makai Stevenson with the catch. Touchdown, Argos. How about you, number 14 has come up big in this game. Makai Stevenson with his first touchdown of the season.
Oh, my heart. 31-24, Argos lead at this point. But because Northeastern State has shown the ability to score touchdowns, you don't think anything is over. So we'll see how it ends in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh,
well, come on, bro.
Okay. Real quickly then, no accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 29, 90, and 98 are all flowing smoothly. Please tell me the end of the game. I'm John
Pickens. It's
coming.
It's coming. It's coming. You got to hang on, you know?
All right.
So we got a minute to go, and Northeastern State has the ball, and they are threatening. And so, you know, they're at the UWF 20. You got this? So threatening to tie the game.
Sorry.
Or get six and then go for two and then be ahead with a minute to go, which is probably what you do in this situation because you want to win it outright if you can and put UWF on the defensive and not be able to, you know, have it make that they've got to score, not to go in overtime.
Sargo defense has got to find a way. Double stacks here on the right side of the formation towards the near side of the field. Ball on the far hash. Cameron Woods is the tight end in that stack. They're going to go double pass again. Chucking it down the field. Intercepted. They tried it one more time. They let Deuce Robertson do it this time. And instead, CJ, my guy, my dude, Chester Fearon comes up with the INT, seals the deal.
Oh, I love Will Kennedy. He's the best. That's on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 on the FM. And then,
1330
on the AM. I was listening to it. Well, you can get them on the AM like everywhere on the Gulf Coast if it's daytime. It's a huge signal, 25,000 watts, so massive signal. Anyway, we do the UWF Argos Play of the Week, okay, for Bogeys, Golf Suites, and Sports Bar. It's a twofer today because that interception, which stopped that drive, picked them off at the two, and then the Argos are going the other way with a minute to go. You think the game's over. The game is not over. They have to get rid of the ball and punt the ball. And so, actually, Northeastern State is going to have the ball again. And so that interception and this play are, in fact, the plays of the game.
Walker Robinson's walked up to the line like he's going to blitz, but he drops back into coverage. Fires
10 seconds.
Robinson with the interception.
Woo-hoo!
He's got Green in front of him. He's got blockers if he can get there. He's got a man coming on his back shoulder. Walker Robinson inside the five, down to the two. They'll take him down at the two-yard line. Walker Robinson, Walkstar, with the interception.
Walkstar, love that. So, yeah, with 10 seconds to go, and there was kind of some weirdness about last plays and stuff, but anyway, they managed to win the game. They managed to pull it off. That's your UWF Argos play of the week, brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, which is right there on College Drive, just north of 9 Mile. You can go there and watch the game. You can go there and eat. They have a full-service restaurant. I mean, you know, lots of food that you can try, great burgers and, you know, wings and all that kind of stuff. But also, it's great for the virtual sports. So you can play virtual golf, virtual football, baseball, even zombie dodgeball, you know, hockey. you know, one of the few places you can play hockey virtually here. And we've tried it. John and I both tried it. It's a lot of fun. You can bring your own clubs if you're playing golf, or, you know, you can use theirs, no problem. But also, if you go to watch a home game, now this is an away game, but if you go to watch a home game, you can go there after, and you got a full food menu, burgers, wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, all that kind of stuff. So either way, Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar is a great place to go right there. On University, did I say College Drive earlier? I think I did. On University, just north of 9 Mile, or online, bogeysgolfsuites.com. So UWF Argos advance undefeated on the season. Oh, hold my breath, though, on a couple of these games for sure. 6:48 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Feel that way about the kitchen. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man. I love cooking. I hate cleaning dishes. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Federal judge blocking National Guard troops from being used to protect federal buildings in Portland, Oregon. It's the same judge who ruled earlier in the weekend that Oregon National Guard troops couldn't be used in Portland. When President Trump then ordered California Guard troops to deploy, Oregon filed an amended motion for a temporary restraining order that was approved by the judge. House Democrats set for a virtual meeting today to discuss the government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries posting a letter to his website over the weekend about the Affordable Care Act and saying that if tax credits aren't renewed, that he believes people could die. And Major League Baseball playoff action started with a couple of Game 2s on Sunday. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees, and the Mariners evened out their best-of-five series against the Tigers in Seattle.
Did you watch any of these games?
No.
John, have you watched any of these games?
No.
Same.
Football was on, bro.
Well, that's true. I mean, football's on, so I'm more likely to watch that, but Lions won. I found myself – actually, the Lions game was so annoying because it's on Fox, and it got to be kind of a blowout against the Bengals, and so they just left the game and went to the San Diego game. And now turning to a more competitive contest, I'm like, bro, I didn't set the DVR to record the most competitive game. I set it to record the game I wanted to see the teams play.
That's why I have Sunday Ticket.
And then, you know, it's funny because the Bengals scored like, I don't know, 21 maybe, I think, while they were away. So all the fun happened while they had cut away to the other game. I'm like, this is just terrible. Oh, okay. Can I be super like nitpicky football fan for just a second? I know you
just a second.
Right. Because it's going to go away. David, thanks so much for the update. So John says, John, you're a huge football fan.
Right.
Why does every channel have to come up with their own version of the graphics set? And why does every season, every channel have to fiddle with the graphics set? Just give me one set of graphics, make it a standard, and everybody can follow the same. Because it's so, and I'll tell you what, the Fox one has really got me on tilt this year.
Why?
The like transparency one, I hate it.
Why?
I don't know where anything is. It's just, I find it confusing.
It's right there on the screen.
I find it confusing.
It's right there on the
screen. It's not. It is. I don't like it.
It's not moving around. If it was moving around, hey, I get it.
I feel like every game that I watch, I have to relearn how to find the information I want.
What?
I find it frustrating. Maybe I'm the only one. I could be. I mean, you know.
I mean, I could tell if it moved around the screen and you had to hunt for it, but it's in the same spot.
Of course, I also like to watch games on fast forward, and I actually like it when they put information up at the top, because my little scrolly bar thing is at the bottom and it's over the information, which is annoying. But yeah, that's a personal problem. 6:54 on News Radio. That's a lot of
personal issues.
Yes. you know that's true.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, if you need to get your roof replaced, I mean, nobody's eager to go get a replacement roof. But, you know, you have to. It's an adult thing. Just, I mean, there's a lot of things in life that you just need to do when it's appropriate. And you might wonder, do I need to replace it or can I repair it? Well, you know, Quality Roofing Solutions, they'll take care of you. Brian Ward, 19 years, started this company right here in Pensacola in 2006. And they've been providing folks with great quality roofs. By the way, they have a new thing. You know, they will warranty that roof for the lifetime of the roof, which is, I mean, amazing. They used to say for 10 years, now they say for the lifetime. So that's something relatively new that just, you know, in the last several months. But the point is, they, good quality service, you know, good installation, try to save you as much money as they possibly can. They actually have a whole network of vans that are kind of like the mini warehouses that travel around between the office and the job sites, delivering goods and scanning things in and out. So they have really high quality inventory control to make sure that you only get charged for the stuff they actually use. And sometimes stuff comes back on the truck, which they're not going to use, right? That saves you money. Anyway, just all these little things. That's why they have a 4.9 rating on Google, which is a crazy high. Amazing. Out of 10,000, you know, roofs they've done, they have a 4.9. That's ridiculous. Support local charities, Art Gateway, youth sports, lots of youth sports stuff. Financial education, literacy in Santa Rosa County. They used to partner with the schools for Dave Ramsey stuff. Anyway, give them a call. I'll talk to you like a person, okay? Which is always really nice. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just have one accident on the book on Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. It's saying the intersection is blocked right there, so first responders are on their way to the scene. It just really happened. I-10 westbound as you approach the I-110 flyover there. We're starting to see some delays due to that construction. And let's see here. Where was the other one? Highway 29. Right at the 9 Mile Road, both northbound and southbound, seeing some minor delays at that light. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. John, I feel like, okay, so you're a military hardware geek, so am I.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my son, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things I did not pass on to my kids. None of them like sports. I don't know what happened. It's just they don't. None of them. At all, which is, you know, but okay. You know, you win some, you lose some. But, you know, my oldest in particular he's way more of a military hardware nerd than I ever am. I mean, like tanks and planes and all the details and the specs. And, you know, well, Dad, that armor's not thick enough for that kind of round. Oh, okay, cool. Anyway.
I'd love to see that one.
Oh, no.
I really would.
He way out nerds me on all this stuff. He's the one who's a mechanical engineer.
Gotcha.
Like his dream job would be to build tanks. You know, or like to work, you know, for development at Eglin or something like that. Anyway,
To see you two go back and forth would be fun.
Oh, it's not back and forth. He's way better than wins. I am. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to hold on for dear life in these conversations. And he knows it. He makes fun of me. Anyway, the long way of saying, I grew up like attached to certain kind of military hardware as being the cool stuff that we use, and seeing those platforms retire is kind of hard, like seeing the F-14 retire, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And like the A-10, which is this, you know, they basically built a gun and then built a plane to carry the gun.
Oh,
okay.
It's
and
a beautiful machine.
You know, that gun is, the Gatwade is an amazing, ridiculous gun. It's an anti-tank gun, right? It's a tank killer. Well, that plane is going away probably. We keep talking about it, should it, shouldn't. I think it should not, but they are working on it. Well, now the Marines have just retired their amphibious assault vehicle that they've had in service for like 50 years.
No.
Yeah. The first used it in 1972. It's the one that, you know, I mean, you saw this in the Iraq War. You've seen this. That's the one that they actually sent in for Katrina because they didn't have any vehicles that could get around, mm-hmm. you know, after the hurricane. It kind of looks like it's got a tank tread bottom, and then the top is a, it kind of looks like if you put a, a half-ton truck, I think it is. It kind of looks like that on the back, but then the front looks more like one of those duck boats. It's kind of somewhere between a duck boat and a tank, and it's a troop carrier, and the back, you know, opens down and, you know, has a back door on it, and then often it has a, you know, machine gun or a 50 cal on top. Anyway, so that's being replaced by a newer loader known as the Amphibious Combat Vehicle, or ACV, which is an eight-wheel platform. But this boat is amazing. You know, this thing can, I mean, basically swim or, you know, wind up being on the land. So just a kind of a sad note day for those of you who have seen this many, many, many times all through our military deployments over the last 50 years. The Marines AAV has completely been retired now. 437-1620, 437-1620. Kids in New York are doing subway surfing because they see it on the movies, you know, riding on the top of the subway car and dying.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, or getting seriously injured. Take a guess. How many in the last year?
10.
Yeah, it's a little lower at 6. But, you know, they don't seem to learn, and another half dozen or so severely injured because they think it's cool because they see it on TV. They're actually trying to build on the subway some kind of a device to keep people from getting up on top of the cars. And the best they've got is kind of a rubber flexible roof that goes over the joint between the two subway cars so that when you're in the break point between the cars, you just can't get up there. But
how about an electric fence? That'll stop it.
Nothing. The only way to save people's lives is to electrocute them.
Local news every hour.